I think part of my truth in all of this is that I can be so damn hot and cold in everything in my life. Except for, actually, ironically, drinking water. I like my water to be room temperature. If I'm warm, I like tea or hot water. If I'm cold, or if I'm cold, I like that hot tea or the hot water. And if I'm hot, I like water from the fridge out of the little dispenser. Or in some pretty rare cases, ice water. Most of the time, I like my water room temperature. 99%. So I would love if I could get to that room temperature state, that homeostasis, if you will. Yes, we will. Yes, we're doing that. Yes. In life, in general, in all of my decisions and my thoughts. It doesn't have to be, oh, she's awful. It doesn't have to be, oh, she's an angel. Or it could just be like, she's just human. Yeah, just like me. Just human. Or with what I do with Thomas sometimes. Oh, such a generous, kind, loving person. And on the opposite, oh my gosh, he's this awful being. Okay. Or he's just human. Just like me. But he has extreme hots. And in this analogy, I feel like hot and cold could be like, ooh, cold person, ooh, hot person, hot not like, ooh, sexy, like hot, like, ooh, fire, anger, cold, ooh, cold heart. Well, maybe it could be. I was thinking they could be on the same end of the same, well, they are on the ends of one stick, if there was a stick. They are completely connected, and maybe in the middle is just a loving human being, a loving human. A human existing. We're all humans existing. And that's enough. That's enough. That's it. That's enough. We don't have to be anything else. And if you can be in existence and be kind, you don't even have to say anything. You can make eye contact. You could smile. You could wave. I believe they're all pretty universal, kind gestures, nonverbal. Smile, wave, eye contact. Three basic structures of language, of all language. I believe two people can fall in love without ever having to say a word, without having said a word, with simply first looking at each other, smiling, and waving. Even just the act of looking at each other, they can fall in love. I'm certain. Because looking into someone's eyes, you can feel their soul. And they can feel yours, and you connect at that soul level. And if you see their eyes, you see their pureness, you don't see anything else about them. It doesn't matter what their hair looks like. It doesn't matter what clothes they're wearing. Nothing else matters. Connection matters. Kindness matters. An eye contact in a gentle, soft, happy way is one of the most loving things you can do for another human. In the book, Courage to Be Disliked, by the two Japanese authors, talks about this. Being of use to someone. We can have happiness when we are of use to someone. And it doesn't have to be visible. The person doesn't have to know that they are of use to someone, because it's also not about recognition. Maybe that's what the podcast is. Hoping my words can be of use to someone. So that I can feel community with the earth. Feel it's okay to be here. I belong here. Being of use to someone. Could just mean that someone is happy that you're alive. Someone is having a better day because of your existence. I mean, this is basically suicide prevention talk. So many times I've not wanted to be here. And because of this main statement of feeling the opposite of being of use to someone, feeling useless, feeling pointless, and just being alive, being a part of society, being part of the world, is of use to someone. That's it. knowing that is enough to take one step forward, to build on that, and make friends. Accepting oneself, having confidence in others, and therefore a contribution to others. His idea is, I have the ability, self-acceptance. And I'm not remembering the second principle at this moment. But it leads to confidence in others and contribution to others. And therefore, community feeling. So the principle is accepting that we deserve the clean air to breathe, just like anyone else. I deserve the clean air. I deserve being alive. I am worthy to be here. There's no past, no future. But we can have a goal in mind, and each day, each moment, head towards that goal. So one day at a time, one moment at a time, so it doesn't overwhelm us. And this is how I want to view everything, including this house and selling or renting it. And I think it's okay. My goal is to possibly get to London or travel or help Thomas. Have a beautiful life, especially with Blaze and Thomas, if he wants to come along or join us or plan together. Or if I want him to. So I also have a say. And with that in mind, I took steps every day. That's what I was doing. I was taking steps every day to make this house nice, to be able to sell it. And so it got confusing at the end because it was so beautiful, because it is so beautiful. And it's to my custom liking, of course. It's hard to say goodbye to it, you know? And I want it to be treated well, this beautiful home. And that a woman built, by the way. Thank you, Mary. And we took steps every day and we have arrived. And now it's time to let it go. So letting it go, okay, I'm gonna do that. But which way do I let it go? Do I sell it or rent it? Selling it just allows me to do the things that I want to do. It makes that opportunity more available to me for my future. And to help Thomas if I want to. It's all part of my future, but I mean, to travel or help him or both, combination of both. in that. So I just figured out what I'm doing.